Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF here on this Thursday morning. Kind of rainy out there today. I know it's kind of got a break, but just checking out the radar real quick before we get to our interview here. There is some more rain moving into the Coffeyville area as we speak. Maybe some light, moderate, maybe an occasional heavy burst of rain, but nothing really serious as of right now. Looks like it'll be raining in Coffeyville for at least the next couple minutes or so, and there is another big blob of rain moving our direction as well, and we'll see if that makes it to us. But otherwise, this morning we do have Denise York and Peggy Still from Coffeyville's Reawakening in studio this morning. Good morning, ladies. How are you doing today?
Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great. Wet.
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah. And started to rain out there again.
So,
and I tell you,
it's good napping weather.
It definitely is. Yeah. I mean, but I'll tell you what, even though with the rain out there, it's still making it humid out there, because you've seen the windows out there completely fogged up. When I got out of my car this morning, because I ran the air on high, my glasses immediately just fogged completely up very, very quickly, and I stepped inside and they defogged again.
You have to get
quickly.
Those little windshield wipers for your glasses.
Exactly.
You've seen. That's right.
All right. Well, guys, we're going to go ahead and get started, and we'll get started first with you, Denise. As you said, you do have a couple of updates.
I do. And the first one that I want to mention is the CCC Community Engagement Day that's coming up a week from Friday, 8/21, August 21st. The Midland Theater will have a table there, and I think it's to engage the students at CCC to get involved in community, you know, to volunteer for things. So we will have a booth or table, a sign-up sheet, and we should also have a sign-up sheet for Coffeyville's Reawakening.
You know what? I didn't tell you about this, but last night I was driving back to our house on 9th Street, and a group of young men were walking along from Country Mart, and it looked like they were walking down the college. So I stopped and I said, "Hey, are you back for college?" They said, "Yeah." I said, "Where are you from?" They said, "Raleigh." I said, "Are you athletes?" And they said, "Yeah, we're football players." And I said, where are the rest of you from?" "All from Raleigh. We just came from practice." And so we talked about community involvement and volunteers, and they were really excited. They, you know, they don't know much about the community. They're just new. And one of the things we're really going to work on is trying to get them involved in Coffeyville's Reawakening. So I'm really glad you mentioned that, because that's so important.
Well, and to add on to that one, we plan on having a sign-up sheet, and then if you sign up to help, you'll have a chance to win a
gift certificate or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
We'll have gift certificates for local businesses and everything that they can get a chance at. And so that moves me into the Coffeyville Together. And the updates, I didn't get Janie's this morning, so the numbers I think are still sitting around 793 with the 42,000, so right about $85,000 that we've got. So the gift certificates that we'll be getting for the Community Engagement Day, we'll go online and get those. So
great, super.
If anybody else needs a gift certificate for anything at all, make sure you go to CoffeevilleTogether.com, and there's 31 local businesses there that you can help out.
And how does that work again? They match your money, right?
CACF does match the money, and it goes to community needs like Genesis, Salvation Army.
Wonderful.
Right.
Wonderful.
So the next update is the Growing Rural Businesses seminars that's going on. I'm going to say this, so you might have to correct me. Entrepreneurial Certificate Program. Okay. That the Fab Lab is putting on, along with some other partners, Network Kansas. But Coffeyville's Reawakening is a sponsor of these the series of seminars. They start September 10th, and they're on Thursdays for 2 hours in the evening, 5:30 to 8:30. There is a limit. They're only taking 25 for the social distancing and everything. And to register for the early bird special, you have to register by August 14th.
So that's tomorrow.
That is tomorrow.
And if you could, can you pull your mic just a little closer to you? You kind of sound a little empty there. You go.
How about that?
That's much, much better. So there we go.
Okay.
You know, I think that's a great idea. And I love the fact that Independence and Coffeyville are working together on this. We need to do more of that. What a great idea. I'd love to take that myself. Are you going to take that, Denise? Are you going to go to it?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I'm waiting. Yeah. So we do have two scholarships from Coffeyville's Reawakening that we are going to award to someone.
Right.
And so we're taking anyone that emails us and lets us know that they're interested.
Ooh.
We'll Well, okay. So maybe the first couple, they do that. And if nobody takes my...
You may sign up.
Yeah. So there's eight sessions. It's over an eight-week period. And four of the sessions are in Independence and four in Coffeyville at the college.
And another good thing about it is, I remember interviewing Jim Carell a couple weeks back, that you, if you attend a certain amount of the seminars, there is an attendance rebate that you get as well, that you get a little bit extra off depending on the amount that you attend.
Right. So. That's a great idea.
Yep. So it ought to be a great series. So for small businesses and growing real businesses.
And I think they do real world stuff there. You know, it's not theory. It's really helps you.
Right.
That's what I've heard. So good.
And then another thing that we've started, we've had a group meeting. We're looking at doing an event, Christmas on the Plaza, where we have a Christmas tree. The Christmas tree lighting would be after the parade. We're trying to get craftsmen and vendors in to do pop-up stores. So that's all in the planning right now. So if anybody's interested in helping or would like to display crafts or sell crafts, let us know.
You know, somebody asked me what a pop-up store was the other day. And I think I remember asking you that when you first started talking about pop-up stores. There's this visual of these, like, blow-up things that pop up. And people. What is a pop-up store?
So a pop-up store is something that's not there all the time.
Oh, right? Okay.
So
good. So people.
It's a store basically that's just, you know appears right there and it's there for a little bit and then it's gone afterwards. All right. So, literally it just pops up out of nowhere and then it's gone. So.
Yeah. So you better shop it while you can because you don't know when it's going to be gone.
Okay.
So. And then the last thing. Oh, well, I do have the Midland Movie Theater nights. We have The Greatest Showman coming up August 21st also.
Woo-hoo!
That's the same day as the CCC. Event. So
it's not the Ninja Turtle one, Kyle, but are you gonna go? Can we get you down there this year?
I think I actually can get down there for that one. I don't have to go out of town. Unfortunately, the Sandlot, I had to go out of town, but this one I think I'm pretty sure I'll be in town for that one.
Good.
So.
Hey, well, this year we're really going to push people to do tailgating. So when you think about football tailgating and stuff like that and the fun it can be when you pull up and you prepare and you have a picnic and the restaurants, if they're open, and we hope they will be, you know, with COVID, everything's a little different this year. But we encourage people to really get involved and bring a picnic or a tailgate, you know, use the area, have some fun with their families in their kind of safe distancing area because there will be plenty of room and come on down.
And then last but not least, Peggy, I wanted to call her out for her network or her neighborhood update to the city commission on Tuesday night.
Oh.
She presented a film that she produced, directed, and starred in, I think.
Oh, that's funny. I did not star in the film.
So, I mean, but if you haven't seen Ninth Street, you know, if you didn't see it years ago, you need to go out. I think the city has the...
That little video, 5 minutes. Yeah, it's
5 minute video. Mm-hmm. And it shows you the difference between the houses that sit there now and what they look like. And it is a tremendous
night and day. It's funny. Everybody says, oh, I forgot how bad they were.
Right.
It's like, I didn't forget how bad they were. We lived it.
Basically night and day now, huh?
Yeah. So thanks, Denise. That was nice. Oh,
you're welcome.
Great.
All right. Well, guys, first question I do want to ask you, though, is what are the Coffeyville Reawakening's goals for the rest of 2020, especially given where we are with COVID?
Well, you know, again, just to kind of review, Coffeyville's Reawakening has three major focus points. That's the Midland Theater, the historic downtown, and the neighborhoods. And so the goals given COVID are pretty much what we just talked about and the things that we have talked about in the last few weeks, which is, you know, finishing up the stage of the Midland Theater because we are completing the shell and that heritage grant, really identifying our big project through the Coffeyville Area Foundation for the historic downtown that will really make a difference. And there's a group of people who have been working on that. So you don't see anything happening right now, but a lot's happening behind the scenes. And then for the neighborhoods, it's really transferring from just renovating the houses and getting the garden and the orchard finished over to getting more people involved, more neighborhoods involved. And we're going to do that through not only looking at vacant lots and what can be done there, but we're also going to look at how to help people figure out ways to renovate their houses or buy them and renovate them in the neighborhoods, not just on 9th Street.
And then we have the 8th and Elm Union Pacific Park.
Ooh,
that will be,
yeah.
We'll be starting work on that fairly soon. Right now, we're revisiting all the contractors who have given us quotes and things to get our team together.
Yeah, you showed me the sketches of the park a couple of weeks ago, and it looked very, very cool the sketches that you guys have ready for that. Sorry about that. Yep. That's my phone going off there. We could turn that off.
And we hope to have a ribbon cutting by next July. In the next year.
Well, and then we do, and Denise mentioned that. That's a grant, and no tax increases, no city money. I mean, it's just a grant and then donations. That's wonderful. We've been trying to do that so that we can get the parks and the different areas fixed up through a series of grants and donations. We do have an announcement coming the end of next week. I think I mentioned it last week, and I wish I could tell you who it was, but I will tell you that it's going to be a big deal, and there's going to be a chance for people to submit some of their ideas for how they would fix up the outside of their home and to have that paid for if they are the winners of the contest. So we'll be announcing that next week.
All right. And let's go ahead and look toward next year. Assuming COVID is under control, what are some future plans for you guys for 2021? That's hard to say.
Well, you know, so a lot of our plans we can't announce right now. We've got two grants in the works that, you know,
they're in the works. So until we get them, we don't want to raise expectations. Right.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, two of them we've already received,
right,
but we're in the middle of working on
right
it. So those will be announcements that will
right
be coming up, you know, hopefully by the end of the year. We just have to get everything in place. And,
you know, we have that. Remember, one of the things we've talked about that we haven't announced. Denise always hates it when I do this, Kyle, because she thinks we need to have it, like, really formalized. But I'm going to say it anyway, and you can tell me if I'm right or not. But really, we're planning in 2022 having a big gala, and it's going to be a Coffeyville's Reawakening celebration. We're going to really emphasize coming back to Coffeyville. Shanna Modell, she's been here several times. She's a wonderful leader in this town, is going to be in charge of that. And she's putting together a whole plan with a expanded team of people, a cross-section of people throughout the community, and also people who lived here who want to give back, but they, you know, they have to do it from a distance because they don't live here now. But they're willing to donate their time or money. And that's going to be a fundraiser that lasts and culminates in that big gala in 2022. And we're really looking forward to that. We know COVID will be under control by then. Either that or we'll all be in trouble. But we're really looking forward to that. So we're putting the plans together for that. And that will probably be launched toward the end of the year. So next year, we'll really be focused on that.
And we've got several. I mean, there's several of us that are going through grants. I mean, we spend a lot of our days online looking for grants and things that might fit in with the plans.
Yeah, so that's a big deal. So if anybody out there wants to do something from home because you're bored or you can't come into meetings but you want to do something interesting, you can do some research for us. So let us know through our Facebook, Coffeyville's Reawakening, or through the I Love Coffeyville, and then go to Coffeyville's Reawakening and get to us through that. That would be great.
Yep.
And so, guys, obviously you guys always kind of need volunteers for certain things. So what are the top priorities needed for volunteers?
Well, the research is really big right now because we have to social distance. We have to be aware of, you know, people not congregating and having big groups. And we don't have a lot of events that we have to serve. So right now, research into the grants, and we'll give people very targeted objectives for what they need to do. And then research into some of the success stories and case studies of what other towns are doing that we can copy and use from as best practices. That all those things would help.
And I know the Midland is looking at putting together a group of stagehands that can help us with movie night, help set up the screen, you know, help with the COVID, you know, the cleaning and everything that needs to be done, and popping popcorn and stuff like that. So there's easy jobs. There's more involved.
And if they have any leftover time, they can come and clean my house. They can wash our cars. We need a lot of help because we're never home to do those things. Right, Denise?
Right. And we just need ideas. I mean, we need people
and
help implement.
We need ideas and we need execution.
Yes.
So we need both of those things. That's right.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, obviously, some of those things like the research, that's something that can be done from home, correct?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And it's fun. You know, you get into it and you learn stuff and you get into areas that you didn't know about, and you're doing it for a reason. So, if you're interested in it and you're curious, we'll give you something. You can try it and you can see if you like it and go from there.
And also, you guys, for Coffeeville's Reawakening, are you guys accepting maybe like donations for certain things to kind of help you guys out?
Oh, yeah. Coffeeville's Reawakening, actually, because it's the Midland, it's the historic downtown, the neighborhoods, our senior advisory committee is like the board. And one of the things that they do is they really look at where any donations given to Coffeeville's Reawakening in general should go. And right now they've decided it's about a 40-40-20, 40 for the Midland, 40 for downtown, and 20 for the neighborhoods. And then they decide based on that where the money should go for certain projects. For instance, you know, down the road, do we want to do something with a splash pond, or do we want to have another park but we didn't get grant money for it, or do we want to do something around assisting current business owners to help, fix up their property or make it safe, help them with code violations, things like that. We don't know that that's what it's going to be for because we're just starting to get donations, but we really are committed to helping current business owners who are downtown as well as potential business owners figure out a way to finance what they want to do.
All right. So if somebody did want to donate to you guys, though, how would they be able to do that?
You can just go through I Love Coffeeville and then go to the Coffeeville's Reawakening website. And through that, you should be able to contact us, and we will talk to you about the best way to organize. It depends on how much they want to donate. So the other thing that's really helpful is to go to the Coffeeville Area Community Foundation, and that website has a donate button on it for Coffeeville's Reawakening. And that is an easy way to do it if you want to do it online.
And the Midland does, too. It's got a donate now button. So
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that somebody did here, you know, we talked last week about the fact that the gentleman whose wife loved movies donated an extra movie night to the Midland. That was wonderful. And more we're looking at people who are saying, well, what can I do for a legacy request? So we're putting together plans for, you know, if people want to have a memorial to someone who grew up here, because the stories about the Midland are amazing. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't want to be repetitive. We've talked about that, but you know, people love the Midland. And so if they want to have a memorial for them and they passed on, we'll be work with them for a plaque, things like that. And we're getting requests for that.
All right. So, again, a lot of great things you guys are doing. And like I said, the best way, I guess, to contact you guys is to go through I Love Coffeeville, because it's the one-stop shop for a lot of the websites in the area, correct?
Correct.
You bet.
All right, guys. Well, again, Denise, Peggy, I thank you guys for coming in this morning and telling us what you guys have been up to and what y'all are looking forward to. And we look forward to talking to you guys again next week.
Thanks, Kyle.
All
Bye,
right.
Kyle.
Have a great day.
All right. You guys have a great day as well. When we come back, we're going to go ahead and start Open Line. It'll be a short segment, but it will start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this rainy Thursday morning.